You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is "The Double is in the Details" by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
So he says, walk through it. Walk through it and get a vision of being here. Walk through it, get a vision of your furniture being here. Walk through it. Get a vision of your offices being here. Walk through it. Get a vision of what you will be able to do on this campus. Okay? Now, you don't know when that's going to come about, but you get a vision of seeing that coming to pass. So he said, you got to walk through it. It's something about walking. Walking also means you're putting forth some effort. Look at your neighbor and say, walking is free. Not only is dreaming free, y'all, walking's free. Glory to God. You may not have money to go get a gym membership, but you can walk. You may not have money for a Peloton, but you can walk. Come on now. Walk. Look at somebody and say, walking is free. And as you walk, God will give you vision. As you walk, God will give you vision. And you know, the truth of the matter, whenever I walk by myself or work by myself, God always talks to me. It seems like to me that like God talks in activity. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Many times God will talk in activity. It's good to be still before the Lord, but many times as you're doing one thing, God will give you, God said, just like you're doing this, this is how I'm going to do that. You see how this is coming together? That's how I'm going to move in your life. As you're working many times and walking, God will give you vision. Secondly, you investigate for strategy, not for fear. Investigate for strategy. Look at Numbers 13. Numbers 13, now they're supposed to be fully, this is generations later now. This is over 400 years later. Over 430 years later, to be exact. The children of Israel have now come out of, now watch this. The children of Israel have been born. These descendants have come. They're like the seashores. They're like the stars of the sky. And now they're getting ready to go into actually possess the land that God said they're supposed to have. Numbers 13, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan. It's the glory of the Lord to conceal a thing, but kings search it out. That they may what? Search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among the people. He said, get a key leader. Get a leader from each of the tribes. Watch this. So they can come back and tell their tribes what they saw. Take each leader of the tribe so they can come back and tell the tribes that I see us in this land. I can see us living there. Let me tell you how good it is. See, you can't get mad for people who go before you. Many times God's just using them so they can come back and tell you how good the land is. Hallelujah. I think I was teaching a couple Wednesdays ago, and I said, I have no needs. Now, first time I heard a preacher say that, my needs had needs. But I said, I have no needs. I don't mean I don't have desires, but I have no needs. If God never does another thing for me, I'm satisfied materially. And I have no needs. I have no needs. I don't need a car. I don't need another house. I don't need any more clothes. I don't need any more shoes. I don't need. But praise God, God's taken us past need long ago. And sometimes people hear that and you can get mad about that, or you can get a vision. Come on. If God can do that for a boy from the project and bring him to a place where he has no needs, he can do it for you. A lot of y'all had a much better head start than me. Amen. You have better parents than I did. You have better experiences than I did. Come from better environments than I did. Come on, if God dealt it for one, many times he's giving you an image. I can do that for you. Come on, say, I see myself having no needs. When you have no needs, it bothers you to see other people with needs. Now you can help eliminate need in other people's lives. When you see the most basic thing that people need. The truth of the matter is, I believe if you have an opportunity, every African American needs to be able to go to Africa and particular parts and see some third world countries and see real need. Because some of the stuff we complain about, as my daughter-in-law said, it says first world problems. You complain that your water don't get hot enough. Not realizing some people don't have water. Come on now. You complaining that your wife take too much time in the bathroom. Not realizing some people still don't have an indoor bathroom. And so many times you need to, God will use one in your tribe. Hallelujah. Send them forth so they can come back and say, it's a good land. He said, of every tribe of their father, send a man, and every man, one a ruler among them. Verse 18. Drop down to verse 18. So Moses gets the people together, and he calls a leader from every tribe, and he gives them instructions. He says, see the land what it is. What it is. I'm sorry, y'all. That's a little bit biblical Ebonics. What it is. They came back. Moses said, what it is. See the land what it is, or how it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be weak or strong, few or many. Okay? The truth of the matter is, I think Moses talked too much. Because when you study this out, God says, send them to search the land. That's what he told them. He said, tell them to search the land. Moses starts telling them, see how big the people are. God, can I tell you? Because it didn't matter how big the people were. It didn't matter whether the people are strong or weak. What does it matter? God says it's ours. If they're strong, then our God is stronger. Glory to God. If they're weak, all the more we don't have anything to worry about. It doesn't matter whether they're weak or strong. He said, see the land. And then he adds, and the people, whether they be weak or strong, whether it be few or many. How many people? It don't matter how many people it is. They are more with us than with them. Glory to God. God wanted him to get a vision of them being in the land. Verse 19, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad. How many of y'all know if God sent you there, it's going to be good? God says it's yours. God says it's yours. If it's yours, if God give you something, it's good. Every good and perfect gift coming from teeth. That's Moses right there. God ain't giving you no bad land. Look at the land, whether it be good or bad, and what cities that be, whether they be that dwell in the land, whether they're in tents or whether they're in strongholds. It don't matter how they live in, because they got to go. Hallelujah. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, is going to be fat. That means a good land, that is a land that's fertile. And whether there be wood therein or not, and be of good courage. Now he told, see how big the men is. Then he said, but be of good courage. No, what's going to cause them to have courage is seeing the land. What's going to happen, cause you to have courage is knowing God says it's mine. Now let him figure out how he's going to do all the rest. He'll give me strategy. Everybody say, God will give me strategy. The Bible says, he teeth in my fingers to war. That means God will give you strategy for the warfare. Be of good courage and bring the fruit. That's a good thing. Bring the fruit of the land. Show what's in the land. Show how good the land is. See how fruitful and productive that the, and fertile that the land is. Now the time was the time of first ripe grapes. Drop down to verse 25. And they returned searching the land after 40 days. That's what they were supposed to do. And they went. And they came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran and to Kadesh. And they brought back word unto them, unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. That's a good thing. And they told them and said, we came unto the land that you sent us to, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. That was enough right there. This the fruit of, look what kind of fruit we can get in this land. Everybody should have rejoiced. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. This the land God joy, and all that fruit going to be ours. But they kept talking. Now they start talking some other stuff. Verse 28, nevertheless is three big words. Nevertheless, yeah, three words, compound word put together that means but. When you look at somebody, say, keep your butt out of it. They should have kept their butt to themselves. It's a good land, good fruit, but no but. If God says it's mine, he'll take care of all the buts. Are y'all hearing me here? But is the human reasoning coming in. God said, I can have it, but what about? God said, I can do it, but how? God said, I can get it, but my credit, but my family, but my education, but my background, but I used to, but I came from, but I used to, I got this on my record. If God tells you something is yours, guess what? He already knows about your background. He knows about your record. He knows about your family. Every excuse you could probably come up with, it's not like God said, oh, I forgot. I didn't know that about you. I'm so glad you told me. I thought you had a PhD. I'm sorry. Let me go get somebody more educated than you. No, God knows everything about you. God knows the stuff you won't tell anybody. God knows the stuff that you try to forget. Come on, we all got that kind of stuff. All of everyone in here, if you don't live long enough, you got some stuff that come up in your mind, you're like, oh, this. I don't even want to go down there. I don't even want to think about that. When your girlfriend said, you remember you used to go with so... Didn't you used to date... God knows all of that. Nevertheless, they start talking about the people. God told them, see the land. Everybody say, I see the land. Come on, say, I see the land. And God will take care of the people. Hallelujah. If you see the land, God will take care of the people. Nevertheless, the people, but the people are strong that dwell in the land. And the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And the Malachite dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittite, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Mosquitobite, and the Termite, and the snake bites. Dwell in the mountain, and the Canaanites, they dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. And watch it. I believe they were still talking. They were still talking to neverlesses. They were still talking about all the different type of people. They were still talking about all the reason why this is unfeasible and why this seems impossible that this could be the land, that God could give this to us. And Caleb said, hey, cut. Caleb still the people, hey, shut up. Say, hey, quiet. Listen to me. He stilled the people before Moses said, let's go up at once. Watch this. Before that fear settles inside of you. Before fear grips you. Before what you've been hearing, you're hearing that more than you heard God. Before what you've been hearing means more to you than what God said to you. Before what you're hearing means more to you than the land that you saw and the vision that God's given you. Let's go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. We are well able. Everybody say, I'm well able, because I'm anointed and I got the details. Hallelujah. I'm well able. You are anointed. And God's giving you details. You are well able. You are anointed. And God's giving you the details. You are well able. You are anointed. God's giving you the details. You are well able. You are anointed. God's giving you the details. And so the land will be yours. The double will be yours. Hallelujah. Now let's just back up a moment. Okay. That's because hindsight is 20/20. God already knows what he's going to do about every obstacle that's in the land. Okay? Remember one of the things that they said, the cities, verse 28, the cities are walled. The cities are walled. How are we going to get through the wall? You're not at the wall yet. Glory to God. if y'all follow me on Instagram and Twitter, I showed y'all a quote by 45. He was doing a commencement speech. He was doing a commencement speech several years ago at a college. And he said, even if they build a wall, let nothing stop you. Go through it. Go around it. Knock it down. He's a schizophrenic. He doesn't know. He forgets what he says. He said, even if they build a wall, let nothing stop you. Go through it. Go around it. Knock it down. That's funny to me, y'all. But the city be walled. Now, we know when the second generation came in, because this generation ended up not going in because they wouldn't go forward in faith, and their investigation caused them to fear. God doesn't send you to investigate to fear. He sends you to investigate to get vision. Don't let your investigation cause you to fear. Let your investigation cause you to get a bigger vision. If it's a bigger problem, then God's going to do a bigger miracle. Hallelujah. If it's a big price tag, God's going to give you big money. Oh, my God. Don't let your investigation cause you. I mean, right now, I mean, we went going through months. We dealt with two contractors. One of them, y'all, I'm just telling you, I was trying to do it in our community geographically, in our community in other ways. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I was trying to do it. But they came back $2 million more. And when I went to investigate, I investigated some more. And it came back $1.8 million less. But I had to investigate. Okay? Now watch this. The truth of the matter is, y'all, whether it's 15 million or 18 million, we don't have the million. So my investigation is just showing me how much I got to believe God for. It's showing me how great of a miracle, how much God's going to perform. Glory. Because who set it out to be without counting up the cost? And the counting up the cost is not just the money. I told you, counting up the faith. Do I have sufficient faith? Somebody say, I have faith. See, they should have came back and said, okay, come on. I don't care if God set us out. I don't care if the Amorite snake bites. We're going to take all those tights. We're going to make the tights right. This land going to be ours, doggone it. Let's go. And that's what Joshua and Caleb said. Let's go if it wants. They start talking about walls. But y'all, 40 years later, what happened to the wall? The wall came down. Did God give them a strategy? What was the strategy? Just march around the wall. Sound like walking again. Just get to walking again. Just, you had to walk to this land. Now you're right at the land. Start walking around those walls. Activity starts happening when you start walking. I said activity starts happening when you start walking. Some of y'all, you've been sitting too much. You've been sitting and complaining and sitting and wringing your hands. You got to get up and start doing some walking. You got to start walking towards that promise. You got to walk with that conviction, with that vision. You got to walk with that confession. You got to walk with that declaration. You got to put some motion to that declaration. March around it, and the walls. And then ultimately, it was going to be their praise. It was going to be the shout. March and shout. March and shout. March and shout. Hallelujah! It's mine. God's giving me the land. Look what God's about to do. I'm so excited about my future. Start shouting. Investigate for vision. L, got to listen. I jumped ahead of myself, but ultimately the walls will come down by listening to instructions how to get the wall down. God will, if you listen, God will give you strategy. I told y'all, you know, sometimes really, I confess all the time. I'm making declarations all the time. And when I go to pray, I generally start off, I pray very generally for my family, for the church, and speak the blessing of God over, and then I spend time praying in the Spirit, and then I try to spend quality time listening. Because prayer is supposed to be a dialogue, not merely a monologue. Amen. So y'all ever have somebody call you and say, "How you doing?" "Yeah, all right." "Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye." You feel like you just got violated. So you just called a dump on me. You just called a dump on me. You don't care anything about what I got to say. Have you ever thought today maybe I needed you to listen to me? So prayer is supposed to be a dialogue, not merely a monologue. So take time to listen. James 1 and 19. "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." Swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. I heard somebody say this one time. You got two ears and one mouth. That means you're supposed to be listening twice as much as you're talking. Swift, he said, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and even slower to wrath. Slow, I mean, to get angry. Manage those emotions. Isaiah 30:21, which is our theme scripture for this church. Isaiah 30:21. "And thine eyes," he said, "though the Lord give you adversity and trouble and all that, your teacher won't be moving in the corner anymore. Your eyes will see your teacher who's supposed to speak into your life and lead you and give you instruction." And say, and when your eyes hear your teacher, see your teacher, okay, "then your ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it." Everybody say strategy. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. So God will open up doors. God will give you opportunities. God will give you favor. God will tell you to walk towards vision. But now I have to listen for strategy. Somebody, I really got to look this up, because I don't know whoever was in the cat skinning business. I've never met anybody in the cat skinning business. Y'all ever meet anybody skin cats for a living? But somebody who was in the cat skinning business, they found out that there's more than one way to skin a cat. Now, I don't know how many ways there are, but somebody in the cat skinning business said there's more than one. And we use that saying to say that there's various methods and strategies to accomplishing a goal. I really want y'all to become open to the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is a creative spirit. I meant to put that scripture in. He said, "I will give you the hidden riches of secret places." Glory to God. I find out knowledge of witty inventions. I'll show you new ways to do old things. Behold, I make all things new. Behold, forget the former things. Behold, I will do a new thing. Look to your neighbor and say, be open to a new thing. Glory to God. Be open to new strategy. I know that's how it was always done. I know that's how they say how you do it inside this box, inside these lines. But God is a creative God. God will give you, watch it, the principles stay the same. Methods change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we got to become more creative in the way we present them. Come on now. And so listen to strategy of how God will tell you to get things done. Again, back to this thing about buying property. Hardly any property was means I was bought the same way. When the Lord told me our first building, he told me, he said, "Now don't go to a bank, because bank not going to finance you." Now I already knew that. God said, "Just trust me."
As we expect double in 2019, there are some practical things that you have to do. Bishop Herbert Bailey encourages you to expect everything that God has for you this year. Order this timely three-part series today and get the bonus message from Dr. Marcia Bailey, Receiving the Double. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for Double for Your Trouble and get the bonus message, Receiving the Double. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.